Avalanche report for Thursday, the 30th of January 2025. The snow sport conditions outside marked and open pistes are unfavorable. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, below 2,400 meter, we have a gliding snow problem, especially in the aspects east to south to west. Single winter sport participants can release avalanches easily, including large ones. Avalanche-prone locations for dry avalanches are to be found in particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline, also on steep shady slopes in areas close to the treeline. The avalanche-prone locations are covered with new snow and are therefore barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. Whomping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snow pack and fresh avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. In addition, medium-sized gliding avalanches are possible. This applies on steep grassy slopes below approximately 2,400 meters. Defensive route selection is important. And now the snowpack. The deep wind slabs of the last few days are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack, in particular on west to north to east facing aspects above the tree line. They are covered with new snow and therefore barely recognizable. Weak layers exist deep in the old snowpack on sunny slopes. This applies in particular in high alpine regions. The old snowpack will be moist at low and intermediate altitudes. Above the treeline, snow depths vary greatly, depending on the influence of the wind. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.2, gliding snow. The tendency for Friday, the 31st of January 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.